AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He wasn't on his cell phone. The engineer driving the Amtrak train that crashed last month in Philadelphia, killing 8 people and injuring hundreds of others, was not using his cell phone in the moments leading up to the accident, according to investigators. Our Ed Donahue's got more.
Phone records were analyzed, and the NTSB found no indication of any text, calls, or data usage at the time the engineer was operating the train. The agency also says engineer Brandon Bastian did not have access to the Wi-Fi system on the train while it was in operation.
This morning, a Senate committee has been looking into how to make train travel safer. A system favored by committee chair John Thune, positive train control, they call it, automatically slows down speeding trains. The train in Philadelphia was going 106 miles per hour when it flew off the rails. A Louisiana woman who died after her Honda crashed in April may be the 7th person killed by faulty Takata airbags. The family of 22-year-old Kylan Langlenay has filed suit in federal court saying they got a recall notice 2 days after the crash. A bus has rear-ended another bus in the Lincoln Tunnel, which connects New Jersey with Manhattan. At least 18 people have been hurt, we're told. More American troops may soon be on the way to Iraq. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
A decision could come as soon as today to increase the number of U.S. training sites in Iraq from 4 to 5. A U.S. official says that would require between 400 and 500 American troops and would be part of a move aimed at helping Iraqis retake Ramadi from Islamic State militants.
The Health and Human Services Secretary is before Congress this morning saying it'll have to decide what to do if the Supreme Court does away with federal subsidies in the health care law. This is AP Radio News. Some parents in California who don't want to get their school children vaccinated against illnesses may soon have to. Here's our Mike Gracia.
A bill that would eliminate the personal belief exemption and mandate all school children in California be vaccinated was approved by the Assembly Health Committee 12-6 Tuesday with one lawmaker abstaining. SB 277, which is intended to increase vaccination rates, comes on the heels of last year's measles outbreak at Disneyland that sickened more than 100 people in the U.S. and Mexico. At present, the personal belief exemption allows parents to send their unvaccinated children to school. The bill now goes to the full Assembly. I'm Mike Gracia.
A rock crashed through the windshield of a car yesterday in Hope, Maine, killing the 73-year-old driver and injuring his wife. Authorities think the rock fell off a truck that was hauling stones, but they don't think the driver even knows what happened. They're searching for him now. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.